And you're with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast, and we've got Julie from No Toxic Incinerator in Wollert on the line. G'day, Julie. How are you?
All right, thank you. How are you, Annie?
I'm good. And it appears that there's been some movement in the No North Incinerator petition. You've taken it to Lily D'Ambrosio, Minister for Climate Action, and she's signed it.
Yes, she's definitely signed it, and so has Bronwyn Halfpenny, who signed the petition, and Lauren Hathgate has also signed it, and they both also say that Andrew Giles, who's the local federal minister, is in support of our campaign as well.
Can you give my listeners a little bit of an understanding of how detrimental having an incinerator, which is being greenwashed as energy, what is it? What is it they say about it? An incinerator is going to waste to energy. That's what they call it, isn't it?
Yes. They want to. There's this. Wollert is one of five at the moment in the works for around Melbourne, and there's another one down in Gippsland that's also in Melbourne. So that's six. That's it proposed for Melbourne. That want to turn all of our waste into energy. There's a movement to move away from landfill because I think the government see this as an easier option rather than looking at a circular economy. And the one in Wollert is going to burn 380,000 tonnes of rubbish per year for up to 30 years. This is not a good idea.
No, and you've just told us that they want to ring the entire city with these toxic, carcinogenic-producing facilities.
That's right. There's one in Sunbury, there's one in Lara, one in Geelong, and one in Dandenong. And there's word that they're looking at even bringing in even more. The one in Wollert, they say, is going to receive rubbish from anywhere between a 90-minute drive radius around the site. So that could be even up, coming down from mid-Victoria to most of Melbourne.
Yeah, and the thing about it is that the science says that this is really not a good idea. I mean, people might remember that in the Olympics being held in Paris, there was a warning put out because they actually have incinerators. There was a warning, a health warning put out telling people not to eat eggs grown in people's backyards because they could be affected by the poisons coming out of those incinerators.
Yes, and sorry for my voice. The science in Europe is actually they're actually starting to turn off these incinerators, and they're actually seeing the effects of the incinerators and not turning them off and not building anymore. Whereas Australia is not listening to Europe in this sense and just saying, okay, everyone else in the world is doing it, we'll just start as well. They're only, the government and these companies and EPA are only looking at one set of science, and that's the biased science, that these things are good for our economy and our environment.
Now, you're part of a community group that has been working tirelessly to raise people's awareness as well locally as well as in broader community.
Yes, our campaign came together in about February this year, and our group is growing, and we're always welcoming new members who want to join us and help that campaign. We've been through one round of submissions from the EPA, which started in February and went through to April. That received 764 submissions to the EPA, and less than 1% of those were in agreement, and only one of those was in total agreement of this monster. the EPA have actually just opened around the second round of submissions, and that closes on the 19th of November. So they've only given us a very short time to respond to Cleaner Ways further information. So we're calling out everyone to tell the EPA that, again, that we don't want this here in work.
They've been quite shifty, I would say, in their small time frames and lack of raising awareness of the submission process, haven't they?
That's right. I still walk around Wollert, and I 9 times out of 10, I speak with people who do not know about this incinerator. It's shocking that even after most of this year, they still don't know.
Yeah, it's going to change their lives if it happens.
Of course. It's going to... I was doing a presentation for a community group, and I prepared some slides, and I had some slides about... I had 4 slides with around about 15 points on each about why we shouldn't have this incinerator here in Wollert. And then I thought, I'll make a slide of why we should have this incinerator here in Wollert, and I only got 2 points, and both of those points were not in favour of the community.
Yeah, well, there you go. So it was significant to be getting 2 high-profile or 3 high-profile politicians from the Labor Party to actually sign this petition, but an election's coming up. Is that why you think that they feel that they should be showing their colours?
I also think there's a little bit of that, but I think the main thing is that the change.org petition, which has nearly 6,000 signatures in it, I think they actually think, oh, the community don't want this, and they want to actually, and because we've been so active in our campaign, they're actually starting to listen to say that the Wollert community do not want this.
Oh, that's great. So you'll keep us posted as to how things go after the 19th at the submission date. How do people find out more about the campaign?
They can go to the No Northern Incinerator Facebook page. We post updates on what's happening there. There are links to our petition where we can sign. The update for the petition is that it has been extended, and that now closes on the 24th of November. So we've got a few more weeks to get as many signatures as we can. And there are also links to the survey for the EPA submissions there. People can comment on those submissions, or they can do a quick 3-minute submission to say they don't want it. It all depends on how much time and effort people want to put into those submissions.
Thanks for talking to us this morning, Julie.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Annie.